In the morning, Manyoro regained consciousness, but he was very weak and confused. He tried to sit up, but did not have the strength to do so. He gazed at them blearily. What has happened? What place is this? Then he recognized his mother. Mama, is it truly you? I thought it was a dream. I have been dreaming. You are safe in my manyata on Lonsonio Mountain, she told him. We removed the Nandi arrow from your leg.
The arrow? Yes, I remember. The Nandi?
The slave girls brought him a bowl of ox blood and milk, which he drank greedily, spilling some down his chest. He lay back gasping. Then, for the first time, he noticed Leon squatting in the gloom of the hut.
Bwana!
This time he managed to sit up. You are with me still? I am here, Leon went to him quietly.
How long? How many days since we left Niombe?
7.
Headquarters in Nairobi will think you are dead, or that you have deserted.
He gripped Leon's shirt and shook it agitatedly.
You must report to headquarters, Bwana. You must not neglect your duty for me.
We will go back to Nairobi when you are ready to march.
No, Bwana, no. You must go at once. You know that the Major is not your friend. He will make trouble for you. You must go at once, and I will follow you when I am able.
Manyoro is right, Lucima intervened.
You can do no more here. You must go to your chief in Nairobi.
Leon had lost track of time. But now he realized with a guilty shock that it must be more than 3 weeks since he had had contact with his battalion headquarters.
Luakot will guide you to the railway line. He knows that part of the country well. Go with him, Lucima urged him.
I will, he agreed and stood up. There were no preparations he needed to make for the journey. He had no weapons or baggage, and hardly any clothing other than his ragged khaki. Lucima provided him with a Maasai shuka.
It is the best protection I can give you. It will shield you from sun and cold. The Nandi fear the red shuka. Even the lions flee from it.
Lions also? Leon suppressed a smile.
You will see, she returned his smile.
He and Loikot left within an hour of making the decision. During the rains of the previous season, the boy had herded his father's cattle as far north as the railway and knew the land well. Leon's feet had healed just sufficiently for him to lace on his boots. Limping gingerly, he followed Loikot down the mountain towards the great plain below. At the foot, he paused to relace his boots. When he straightened again, he looked up and saw the tiny but unmistakable silhouette of Lucima standing on the lip of the cliff. He lifted one arm in farewell, but she did not acknowledge the gesture. Instead, she turned and disappeared from his sight.